Hey, this is DJ King Jones from ChillLoverRadio.net. Beer is what I have in common with Open Bottle Society. If you're a serious beer drinker, you want to check out obsbeers.com, the number one source for beer knowledge. Also, check out my show, Throwback Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific, on ChillLoverRadio.net.
Welcome to ChillLoverRadio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promo.dj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, VikingSunglasses.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com. We're now in session.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for what we have in common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk.
Yay!
Warning. The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor or your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Heyo! Hey guys, we're back. Frank, we're putting in the work. We're big timing. We're putting up record numbers on Mixcloud, iTunes. We're crushing them, and everybody's just tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. Now, if they don't know, and it's only befitting that we tell everyone who we are. My name is Key.
I'm Frank.
They can get a hold of me at OBS Beers on any social media. You can get there. Get there. Frank, how can they get a hold of you?
You can email me at frank@obsbeers.com. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, I don't know why you'd really want to, but if you really want to, it's GSP163.
Fair enough. Now that we've got that out of the way, I want to give a huge shout out to our man, Sean, in the house right now that's making sure that we sound as good as we are in collaboration with ChillLoverRadio.net. And was that correct, .net?
.net.
We want to make sure that we're all working together and we're doing the damn thing. So huge shout out to ChillLoverRadio.net. I want to give a huge shout out to the Sellies who are here in the audience right now. If you guys are Snapchat freaks, Miss Sellie is, and she runs our Snapchat at OBS Beers, and she does all the best behind the scenes and fucked up filters, mind you, all the fucked up filters. And the cool part is me and Frank do not look at them.
Right.
Yeah, we're like, fuck that. All right, guys. So as you guys already know, we've got a lot going on today on the show. So we're going to go ahead and get right into it. So the first thing we do is, Frank, how have you been since the last time I seen you, man?
Let's see. Like the kids say,
keep it 100.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangsta.
Could you please elaborate before I piss on myself? Because internally, that's funny.
I can't. I'm sorry.
You can't elaborate why the kids would... Why would you agree to it's damn to feel gangster? Why, as a gentleman, and no offense, Frank fucking pushes out that white privilege like no other. That's right. Why he's even in part of the crew. And he's like gangster and 100. He speaks
it's
hood.
It's not gangster.
But you said it feels
gangsta.
Good. Do you understand my problem, folks? So help me understand, how can you put yourself gangsta?
Because it feels good.
But
in fact, damn, it feels good
to be a
gangsta.
Gangsta. but you can't explain why.
I don't need to.
Okay, well, what events led up to this sort of epiphany of blacktitude?
I don't know.
Great answer, because that's that. You know, I answer the same way, so I understand, my dude. Right. All right, is there anything else going on for you? How's the family?
We're keeping it 100.
You guys see what type of show you're about to get into. This is going to be great. Guys, my bladder hurts. This colostomy bag is filling because this shit is about to go down. Are you excited for today's beers on the show? I see you got your favorite.
Totes.
You just lost your black card. Like,
well, I can shift in and out.
White privilege?
Exactly.
Holy shit. God, it feels good to be not gangster sometimes. All right, as for me, I'm just going to agree with you because I don't want to. Apparently, I'm just going to be guilty by association on this show. So
good idea.
Damn. Really, Frank? All right, Frank. All right, what are we doing on today's show? Fine, let's just get it going on.
From Greenpoint, we're doing Interstellar India Pale Ale. From Bell's, we're doing Mars Double India Pale Ale. From Greenport Harbor, this is Pith and Peel Citrus IPA. From Deschutes, Pacific Wonderland Lager. And...
oh, here it is. Can I do it?
Please.
Coming all the way from south of the border, Cerveza Modelo Negro Odele. Your favorite, I see. Now I see why you're saying, damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Because that's some gangster shit to make me drink this again with you.
Yeah.
Asshole.
That's Negro Modelo, though. It's different.
No, it's not. Really?
I swear.
Why is it different?
You'll see.
All right, fair enough. I'll take your word for it. So, Frank, which one are you most excited for and which one's your least?
I think I'm most excited for Greenpoint Interstellar.
Okay.
And I think the least is Negro Modelo.
All right, so which one's for dessert?
Negro Modelo.
You want to say that for last?
Yep.
Damn, it must feel good to be gangster. God damn, that's some white privilege shit. Like, we gonna do this at this point while keeping it 100.
I'm reversing the order tonight.
Okay, so what's the first one we're doing?
Interstellar.
So we're gonna do the dope looking one first?
Yep.
Some bitch. All right, is there anything else we want to talk about before we do the show? Because we got a little time here. Anything? Oh, I know, Frank. We got that huge event coming up on October 21st. What is it? What are we doing?
It's the journey from the garage into the professional world of brewing.
And what does that entail? Like, what are we doing?
Well, I mean, essentially, you and I are going to begin to brew on professional grade equipment. We're not going to seriously jump into the ranks of commercial brewing, but we're going to start getting our feet wet heading towards that ultimate goal.
This is true. What type of system are we working on? What's the gallon size?
It's a one barrel system, which is about 55 gallons, I believe.
Yeah, some big chili pots, I'll tell you that. And then we're going to be burning with 3 propane tanks to work with. We got a lot of cable hoses to work with, the pumps that we got, and then big shout out to Colorado Hop Company out of Colorado. We want to give you guys a huge shout out because they're sponsoring us on the hops.
Yeah, I'm Longmont.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much. And also, oh, and we've got a brew assistant, brewmaster assistant.
Yeah.
Assistant brewer. Yeah, assistant brewer. It's West Coast Vapes.
Oh,
Richard.
Yeah.
He's going to be there at the event helping us out. He's going to be learning because we watched him grow on Periscope a lot, and that man damn near brews. Okay, let's face it, Frank. He's damn near almost caught up to you.
Yeah.
In like a month, 3 months, 6 months, like yep. Right around there. So I'm very happy about that. All right, guys. So what we're going to do is we're going to get you out of here. We're going to get started on these reviews. But before we do that, make sure you head over to your favorite social media, and we do mean that, and type in the search OBS Beers. You'll be surprised. We're sitting there waiting on you to follow us. All right, guys. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Frank, are you ready to do this since we're going ass backwards to destruction?
Yes.
And it's befitting that we're going to be doing something with a wonderful, like, constellation, universal, space-agey label here all the way into the black hole, which is the last beer, which I don't want to do. But we're going to give a huge shout-out to...
Stacking.
Thank you for this awesome beer. I believe it was his trip to the East Coast.
Yes.
Came back with it and said, hey, guys, I think you guys should try this. And so now we're going to be putting it on the show. I like the can. Really cool label. It's got that spacey look. But enough about that. Frank, what do you got?
From Greenpoint Beer and Ale Company. This is called Stellar India Pale Ale. It is 7.0% ABV. These guys are out of Brooklyn, and I believe they're out of the Greenpoint section in Brooklyn. If you want more information on these guys, it's www.greenpointbeer.com.
What was the name of the beer one more time? This one.
Interstellar.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because that just sounds really cool.
Yes.
Okay, go do your thing, sir. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That is a real sound effects provided by Frank Open in the Can. Go ahead and book them for your next party. You can get them at frank@obsbeers.com. That smells amazing. That smells so amazing. Ooh, goddamn, I can smell it from here.
Yes.
Holy shit. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the smell is tropical bubblegum fruit flavor. I don't even need to put, literally, if you guys could ever see this, I'm nowhere near the glass. And I can smell tropical notes, cherry, strawberries, bubblegum. Like, it's really sweet, so super malty. Just coming from where I don't smell an IPA of anything bitter. I don't smell any plants, but I smell tropical, sweet, delectable aromatics. But we're going to have to put it to our nose. But that's how intense this smell is.
Yes.
So here we go. Frank, what do you got on that smell? We're going to put it to our nose at this point, for me at least.
All right. Well.
Yep.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm glad that we did.
Wow.
That's stankin'.
Really stankin'. I was getting the same thing that you were, just without even lifting the glass.
Right.
That kind of tropical note. And now, actually...
That shit blew my mind away.
Getting it up in there.
Yeah, this thing is...
It is stank, dank, skunky. And you just, know what I like to do when something...
Oh, we got to hand it over skunky. To our... Yeah, we hand it over to the engineer. How was that, Sean? Okay, at this point, he is actually blitzed out of his mind. His
smeller's not working.
Yeah, he is high as fuck right now, guys. If you believe in the red-eyed monster, that is the motherfucker right there. He's fucking baked. But he can do it. He does a great job, guys. Don't mind him. No, it is 100% very aggressive, botanical, IPA all in your ass. It is a beautiful smell. Yeah. As far as an IPA of what I enjoy, just alone on the fragrance. What's impressive at this point, guys, is that when we opened it and poured it, it's not even near us, and we're getting one smell. Tropical, delicious. It's like, yeah, this doesn't even smell like an IPA. Then, you know, we were going to move on, and I'm like, let's just smell it. And then it's a total, it's a different creature
yeah.
that doesn't smell like what we were smelling from a distance. Very heavy, oily, just aggressive. It is ridiculous. It is beautiful. So we're going to get down to the taste. And what I'm hoping for on this, Frank, is that both of the things that we experienced away and close are actually meshed in there. That's what I'm hoping for. So here we go. Right. Cheers to the taste, brother.
Oh, that's nice.
That is the most sexy. It's silky. It's a silky, okay, it's like going over to an older person's home who has all these beautiful plants, and they're all silk. Like, it's just so silky and botanical. And
it's like a really hot grandma.
The gilf? Oh, this, the gilf. Like, she doesn't even wear a girdle. She wears like a thurgle.
Yeah.
It's like a thong girdle. It's right. hot. Not depends, but thepins.
Yeah,
it's hot.
It's really silky and smooth, but it's as aggressive as hell.
Cougar me any day with this motherfucker. Yeah. Guys, you guys got to understand, there's a few things already here on the show, is that it's amazing. The smell was tropical. The smell is aggressive. Then you taste it. It's creamy, tropical. Then as soon as you finish it, it's like, fuck you, buddy.
Wow, dry as hell.
Oh my God. It's high tannins, for those that may not understand this. So the roof of your mouth to the side of your mouth, the side of your tongue to the roof of your tongue is extremely stripped of all moisture, in a sense. It tastes like almost wine-ish.
Mm.
Almost a little like wine-ish a little bit.
It's still hanging on.
Oh my God.
That's an absolute palate wrecker.
I'm so glad we did it first.
Yeah, me too.
This is going to make that last beer a little easier to deal with. Ladies and gentlemen, we can go on and on about this. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a little bit. Is it okay?
Sure.
All right, so this is what Greenpoint put. I'm just going to read a small section on the back of their can. So it says right here, Indian Pale Ale, originally brewed with the Stella hop, later named Ella after Stella Artois sued. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Galaxy, Mosaic, and Ella hops sing in this hazy IPA. Hints of berries and stone fruit vibrate with great frequency. Light bitterness with a mass quantities of
quantities.
Quantities of hop aromatics or aroma. So we pretty much nailed it. But that's pretty cool that Stella Artois sued over some particular hop.
Mm.
That's crazy. If we had to give anyone a piece of advice, don't be a bunch of bitches. Like, seriously, just be happy that someone named something after something you got. Just ask for your royalties. Ask for your fucking royalties. But we will never be like that, Frank. We will let you give us our royalties. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get you guys out of here with the great Frank. I already know it's real tight where we're at. We're actually in the backseat of a Chevelle doing this show, 1979 Chevelle Box Donk on 24s. And right now, we're just sitting in the Frank. What do you got on that grade?
I'm going to go 4.8. It's almost epic. It's a fantastic beer. It's not for the faint of heart.
No,
this is not for a beginner. I think if you're a beginner new to IPAs and you try this, more than likely it's going to put you off.
Oh, yes.
Because it is extremely aggressive, extremely bitter. I happen to love that.
Yes.
But I think that it would turn some folks off.
What I like about this, I'm going to give it an outstanding 4.9. See, I'm going high. 4.9. What I like about this is it doesn't state that it's a double IPA or anything like that, but it's got characteristics that would suggest that they doubled the amount of everything, because it is, I'm still hanging on to it. It's still oily. It's still drying. This thing is beautiful. And then it's kissed with this nice complement of, like it said, berries, but we'll say tropical fruits just to kind of put it out there. And I mean, it's really exotic for a beer, and it's been a while since I've had something like this. So definitely that's why I'm giving it that. All right, guys, with that said, we're going to move on to the next beer. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that first beer, because we fucking did, and we can honestly probably talk a whole hour on that beer, Frank. Yes?
Yes.
It's beautiful. So, Stacking, thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to the next beer. I picked this up while I was in Phoenix, Frank, because while we were in Phoenix doing a couple of beer reviews out there for YouTube and obsbeers.com, I went down to a Total Wine, and sure enough, there's Bell's in there. As you guys know, in Las Vegas, we do not get Bell's whatsoever. So, needless to say, I walked out with quite a lot of beer, and this was one of them, Frank. So what are we doing, bud?
This is from Bell's out of Comstock, Michigan. It is called Mars Double India Pale Ale, 10.1% ABV.
Wait.
Yes.
How much?
10.1.
Get the fuck, like, I didn't know that. I just grabbed it. Oh, Bell's, 10.1?
10.1.
Oh, we went from a great tasting beer to my section of the woods, which is high ABV. Guys, if you guys don't understand how awesome that is, your average drinker sticks with roughly around five, give or take one or 2 points, because that's your average drinking profile. So anything usually higher than that usually gets people. But when you double that, all right, Frank, let's do it. We're going to do it with the close.
It's www.bellsbeer.com.
Oh, some of that. Oh, let it breathe. Oh. You want a little more?
A little more, yeah. There we go.
We got real intimate this then. There we go.
Oh, it's dark.
That's what she said. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get down with it. Also, remember, during this podcast, and anytime you guys want, just to let them know, Frank, we record every Friday at night.
Yes.
We do. We record every Friday at night. And right now, if you guys want to see how we look and what we're doing, and I'm telling you, Miss Sally is blowing the Snapchat up. She does all of our behind scenes and things like that. Get with her Snapchat at OBS Beers. I figured it was a shameless plug, but Frank, it's a very necessary evil. So that way they can see how we get down with the get down, and how we get down right now is to the smell. Okay, all right, I got booze, Frank. I got the booze. Okay, but you either agree with me or you don't. It really doesn't matter. Why is it that I smell wood and butterscotch?
Wood and butterscotch.
Yeah, I was a little perplexed with it. I've got something buttery, sweet on the end. So I know that's due to the malt. And for some reason, how it's all meshing, it literally smells like hickory or something smoked, something in the dark woods. So it smells woodsy to me. But I don't know how to shake it, but it smells like butterscotch. That's just a sweet finish for me. I'm not saying if anyone's like, oh, that doesn't... A sweet finish, and the only thing I can get close is butterscotch. What did you get?
I didn't get that. I got sweet, but really malty. I did get booze, but not hop aggressive on the aroma at all. Not like the last one.
No. That's why I was like, everything's meshing together.
I was thinking it was going to be more aggressive on the nose.
No, not at all. That's why I was like, butterscotch and wood. And so if I had to take it away, so again, I'll agree with you. Malty, super sweet. A couple of notes, like toffee a little bit of toffee. If you guys can't really get where butterscotch is, we can say a little bit of toffee. And then with everything that's working together, the yeast, the hops, and the malt, it's basically covering up the hop part, but that booze is kicking through. It just smells out of this world. So far, we went from interstellar to damn near Mars, and so far, everything's going good, but that smell is a little perplexing, but I got butterscotch, so I'll just stand by it, man.
I bet that this is going to be an ass kicker.
There's only one way to find out, my brother.
Let's do this.
Let's get it, pimpin', to the taste. Oh. It's got barley wine tendencies. Okay, definitely toffee or butterscotch on the end. Definitely malty and syrupy, especially when it mixes with your spit or, professionally, saliva. Oh my God, this, Frank, I'm claiming this during shenanigans on Periscope. This thing is boozy. And the funny thing is, you're like, give me more. This, you're right. It's an ass kicker. It's also a sneak up on you. There are some tropical notes. I'm tasting like maybe a little bit of like kiwi, some strawberries. I definitely got you some on that pineapple. It's very small citrus that's back there. As far as the pineapple goes, it is a beautiful thing. It's well put together, but it's got that barley wine tendency.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. It really reminds me more of a barley wine than an IPA. It's almost reminds me a little bit of Dogfish 120.
Yes, it's like right behind it. But yeah, it's crazy. It's a beautiful sneak up on you. Okay, and I got it, and I'm not even gonna lie. I got it for like $4 for the bottle.
Wow.
Sometimes people sleep on these things, and I'm glad that they did, because if they knew about the Mars, well, people who know about Mars, they buy that shit up by bulk.
Mm-hmm.
For us, we got very lucky in passing, and we have an opportunity to talk about it, but this thing is stupidly just, it's a beast, man. I'm very happy with it. All right, Frank, what do you got for the group?
I'm going to go four or five, well above average. I like the booziness to it, and I mean, I like high ABV, but I don't like high ABV, you know what I'm saying? So, and I think it needs just a little bit more.
Really?
I'd like it to be a little more hop aggressive.
Barrel aged?
Would this be
one of your famous barrel aged? Really?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I would like it to be a little more bitter.
Okay.
And that's, again, this is my personal taste.
Well, again, also, you don't really like things that are super sweet.
True.
So I understand where you're like, can I get a little more bittering?
Yeah, because it would balance it out a little bit more.
Right. So it's a little sweet for you, but it's still a 4.5. You can't get wrong with that.
Oh, it tastes great.
4.5 for me, man, it's just to hear Frank say 4.5 and go, I still need a little more, is just impressive to me. I like that. But barley wine tendencies, this thing is a beast. Everything that you could possibly think of more than what we're saying, I'm telling you, you need to experience this. This thing is a roller coaster. So far, 2 on the money on the show, Frank. 2! Before it all comes crashing down. Fuck. And I'm okay with that, guys. We'll be
You'll have fun memories, at least.
At least this show. Hey, we never claimed that this show is going to be entertaining. You hear that dog, ladies and gentlemen? Listen, shh. Oh, dead. Guess it's dead. Oh. Okay, so hopefully that's not edited out. I hope you guys can hear that. Hold on, Sean, were you able to hear that?
Yeah, it sounded great.
Okay, beautiful. That's brought to you by distressedanimals.shmorg. So check them out.
Sorry, I thought I killed him.
No, hey, next time, kid. All right, guys, we'll be right back after this message is...
You got questions about beer? Where are you going to go? OBSBeers.com. You got questions about styles? Where are you going to go? OBSBeers.com. You want to know where the next beer festival is going to be? Check out obsbeers.com. We're on YouTube, Snapchat, Google+, Periscope, Facebook, you name it. Look up OBS Beers. We're there. And don't pay attention to Key. That's it. I'm Frank. Y'all take care.
Colorado Hop Company. Colorado Hops, they got you covered. From hop pelletizing, packaging, and sales, whether you're a corporation, a small brewery, or just a home brewer, Colorado Hops Company is your source for Colorado-grown hops. Alpha-tested, pelletized in-house. That's right, they do it themselves. Check them out at www.coloradohopcompany.com or give them a phone call and let them know that obsbeers.com sent you at area code 970-412-8833. Or if you don't want to call because your voice sounds Latin like mine, go ahead and email them at info@coloradohopcompany.com. Family owned in Longmont, Colorado.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoy our commercials. We really do. We try not to put a lot of commercials into our show because it's a talk show, right, Frank?
Yeah.
And we're always looking for the next best, greatest thing. And to be honest, we love doing what we do. The cool part about our commercials are most of them are zero scripted. Zero.
Zero.
So if you hear something different every time, we're doing it right on the spot during recording. And we really enjoy it. And we really appreciate ChillLoverRadio.net and Sean for helping us out tenfold, to be honest, with everything with the show. Frank, we've come a long way.
Sure.
And so right now, what we're going to do right now, it's actually funny. And only I can get the name, and this is funny. So this particular beer we did receive from said person, but we were told that they wanted to be anonymous. So we want to give a huge shout out to Anonymous. So thank you. So Frank, what is the name of the beer?
It's Piff and Peel.
My name's Key.
Citrus IPA from Greenport Harbor Brewing Company out of Peconic, New York.
Fair enough.
Which is on Long Island.
Odele.
It's 5.2% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, it's greenportharborbrewing.com.
Fair enough. And can you describe the label, Mr. Frank, for everyone out there right now? I apologize for yelling in your ear, but I gots to do what I gotta do.
It's got a picture of a walrus with a
Chiquita hat.
Yeah. I was thinking Carmen Miranda, but
God, she's hot.
That makes me old.
Carmen Miranda is so hot.
If you say so.
How hot is she? She probably got cremated. I don't fucking know. I don't. Knock, knock, Frank.
Who's there, Keith?
You know better than answer the door in this neighborhood.
That's true.
All right. Here we go. We're going to do this.
I like this bottle.
Do you really?
Well, it's kind of old school snub nose.
What does that mean? Could you describe old school snub nose?
Well, a lot of times the brewing companies are making bottles to look more like long neck bottles.
Right.
This looks like it's old school. It's
snub nose as in short neck.
Yes, it's not.
Got it.
It's kind of fat as opposed to.
It's got a fat bottom.
Long and thin.
Yeah, nobody likes that shit no more. No, I actually like the stubs, the snub nose, and I honestly think in theory it holds the cold in a little bit more because it's not as thin walled.
Okay.
Versus your longer 12 ounce bottle.
Nobody
wants thin walls. I like hidden bottom. That's fun.
I like a tuna can.
I like, oh, your cervix. Not my problem. Guys, we're going to move on to the smell. Let's handle it. Frank, you're up.
It's definitely got some citrus to it. Grapefruit. I'm thinking a little orange, some tangerine. Hoppy. Yep. It's got some earthiness to it, some botanical plantiness. It smells like it's going to be a little on the bitter side. That's what I got.
What I have is something slightly different.
Sure, why not?
I'm going to agree with everything that you put forth, but I would like to paint a beautiful picture. Is that okay? Can I do that?
Do what you want.
Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and get into your position of vegetated state. I'm going to go ahead now and paint you a dark, fucked up picture. This soft, subtle cadaver is very, very delicious. What the best part is, it smells thrush and bushy, like as if I necrophiliac that body and pull her out of the ground. What I most enjoy about her is that she's ready to go and rigor mortis is no longer setting in. So therefore, that this particular beer is relaxed. It is very citrusy. They use a lot of lavender to cover that up. Witch hazel, that shit. Fuck yeah. Before I bust a nut, this thing, it smells wonderful. Now, I don't think, Frank, that I could agree with why they chose that label, but I honestly think this was a big girl with tropical tendencies, which means she's only into Polynesian and anything that's not so culturally UK-ish, if you get what I'm saying.
No, I wasn't paying attention.
Fair enough, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on to the taste. I actually smelled it again, Frank.
I did too, just for gigs.
Oh, shit. Okay, so the smell was one thing, which was a lot more pushing all the things that we were describing, especially on your end. I know I was being silly, but there's no point in repeating ourselves. So if we both agree, then, like you say, agree, and I agree right with you. It was a lot more forward in the description and a lot more going on in the smell. But this becomes an everyday, daily six, soft body, soapy beer. Not a lot going on, but there's enough not going on to make you say, this is my daily six. I can put this down. A hardworking man's beer. I enjoy the label for this part. It's like, damn, I gotta come home to that with that fruit basket on their head. I'm gonna need a drink.
This would be a good let's go to the bar and drink five or six of them ice cold.
Wait. Like a pool night or a bowling night? Like your homies and everyone hanging out?
Yeah, just chilling.
Oh, yeah, you're right. This is a great chilling beer. Today's show has been brought to you by my neighbor's cars because our garage is open. The weather feels good.
It's definitely on the watery side, a little washed out.
Yes.
But the back finish Kolsch is
it's bold.
Bitter.
It's bold. It's heavy duty. It's like, okay, go ahead. And then boom, tranny.
Okay.
Like seriously, like, damn, this Asian girl is hot. Boom, tranny.
It's surprisingly bitter.
See what I'm saying, guys? So if you're not in the trannies, it becomes a bitter experience.
Ah, yeah.
And you see what I'm saying? Robe open, dick right in your face. Indeed. Like, damn. You're like, now you have that choice. Do I put it in my mouth or do I not tell anybody?
I'm sorry.
So either way, you're still putting it in your mouth.
Sorry that happened to you.
Hey. The past is the past and money well spent. Gross. Okay, what's the next part? What's the next part? Are we grading it?
Yeah.
You want to grade it?
Sure.
Okay, so anyone that's in the trannies, we're not knocking your ooh. We're just saying that's not for me. Is it Frank? Is trannies for you?
Nah.
All right, guys, we're talking about ourselves. Now, listen, if you are in the trannies, please bring your trannies and yourself to the party. We don't give a fuck.
Do yeah, it's
Frank?
All good.
Yeah, whatever. We don't give a shit. So anyway, you know, Frank, you know one of us is going to get that email. You said something about trannies.
Well, you will. I won't.
Yeah. I do get the shit emails.
I know you do.
I do. Oh, my God. But it's cool. If you guys want to send us an email based upon our talk, it's key at obsbeers.com
and key at obsbeers.com.
Okay, all right. Fuck you at Frank at obsbeers.com. All right, Frank, let's keep it pushing. What you got, big dog?
I'm gonna go 3.5, a little above average. Again,
really?
I think this, you know what? It's a little washed out for me, and that bitterness just popping up at the end is a little odd. I'd like it to be maybe bitter middle and
right.
Continue finishing bitter, but it's like you're driving through the countryside and all of a sudden you...
Tranny.
Well, I was thinking more, you're driving through the countryside, nothing's going on, it's just flat prairie, and all of a sudden you're in a town.
Tranny. Fair enough. I'm actually going to go surprisingly, and this is just me, not because of the tranny joke, I want to hit this with a 4.6.
Wow.
And the reason being is how subtle it is. Sometimes I have to give a subtle beer for its characteristics of outside of beer. Okay, let's put a few points in, and you said it, hanging out with your friends. That means I can put down several of these without feeling guilty or full or getting shit-faced. I can have something great tasting and still rock the night. I could probably put down, without feeling guilty or buzzing, for me, I could put down 3 6-packs, 18 beers. Easy. With this particular flavor profile, the ABV that's a part of this, I honestly don't feel guilty. So that's why I'm rating it so high. And based upon how subtle it is, and it's actually really good, guys. Yeah, the watery part, but then as soon as you swallow it, it's fucking tranny. So ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth, guys. I know it sometimes it sounds weird, but this is what we do. We love what we do. And you just have to deal with it because you're listening. We'll be right back with the next beer.
From Deschutes Brewery out of Bend, Oregon. This is called Pacific Wonderland's Lager. Interesting.
So we went from some phenomenal motherfuckers to a lager?
Yeah.
I like how you just nonchalant. Yeah.
Why not?
All right, cool.
So it's 5.5% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, it's DeschutesBrewery.com.
Fair enough. All right, guys. If you guys don't know this, Deschutes is a... I usually give them a 75 percentile of awesomeness.
Okay.
Because I've had a few that were... I get why they made it, but everything else has always been phenomenal, so...
Deschutes makes the Abyss, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do.
They sure do.
You know what, Frank? Since you said that, and I'm glad that you did, I hate when a brewery makes these phenomenal monsters, and they're like, oh, here's a lager. Like, nothing against them. I'm just saying, like, Firestone. Here's some great shit.
Yeah.
And then here's your 805.
But they're trying to appeal to the macro beer swilling people.
Right. We also have to take in consideration, you have a lot of people, and this sounds weird, that are still migrating into the variety world of craft.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't realize it, they're going to always ask questions. And we do get this either live on Periscope and via emails. And I know the breweries get this. What is comparable to X? Like, what's comparable to Heineken? What's like Newcastle? What's like Budweiser? And then you tell them the truth and they're like, fuck you. And then, you know, your dog's missing.
What's interesting, though, is lager is very, very difficult to make.
And people don't understand that.
No.
And
because they're used to Budweiser as a lager.
Right.
And you don't really think that it really takes much to make Budweiser.
It's more of a controlled temperature ideal, right? Because you can't let it get warm.
Yeah, but the idea also with the lager is it's a gradual drop in temperature.
Right.
So you really have to be on it. It takes truly a skilled brewer to make a decent, and I'm not even talking about good, I'm talking about a decent lager.
Yeah, you're right. And we've tried some lagers. We're like, like, what are you doing? We've done that. We're like, whoa, this is bad. And then we have to grade it. So right now, we don't mean to go off into a side tangent, but you guys got to understand that in the world of what we do, we're considered critics. Let's just call it for what it is. Mm-hmm. We're critics. We don't want to be critics because critics are mean, but we have to tell the truth for non-bias, right, Frank?
True.
And we go in headstrong going, this is what we know. Let's have some fun with it. And anyone, oops, didn't mean to hit the mic. Sorry. Anybody that's out there and you see a craft beer company with a lager, to me, it's exciting. It really is because lagers are tougher to make. And then you come across like Deschutes here. And we kind of go off on a tangent, but you're absolutely right, Frank. Yeah, I mean, that's why you're my homebrew dude. You know what I'm saying? And you're my right-hand man on the show. And you're also the brewmaster of OBS Beers, the brewery that's coming up someday in the future. So I'm just saying, you know what the fuck you're talking about. So it ain't like just one dude and one stupid guy. It's two smart motherfuckers. So are we ready?
Sure.
Sorry, guys. I was killing time because that's what we do. To the smell. This don't smell like a lager. No, it does not smell like a... I got seashells, beach water. It literally smells like the beach. I ain't gonna lie. It just smells like the beach. I don't care what beach you ever go to, but it smells oceanic. And okay, this may sound weird, but it has like a very faint fishy odor or clam odor, like a seashell odor. It smells oceanic to me with tropical notes. I don't mean to say fish, but if no one knows what oceanic smell is, then how are they gonna relate?
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I'm not really getting that much. To me, there's a freshness to it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what I would compare to the oceanic feeling that you're getting.
Right.
There's a freshness to it, but then it's also a lager. It's metallic. It's soapy.
Yes. Yes.
It does have a little citrus to it. So...
Okay, no problem. No, you're absolutely right. Everything that you described kind of just rolled into one. But again, I've never really experienced a sort of... It's weird. I'm not going to lie. It smells like seafood a little bit, like good seafood. Like really high end. It's fresh, wharf smell. Like not fishy, like gross. I'm talking oceanic beachfront property smell. Open up your windows. It's coming in, the ocean spray. And you're near coconuts and pineapples and strawberries and cherries and
vagina.
So it has this oceanic smell. Mm. Now, mind you, it says Pacific Wonderland. It smells like the ocean to me, and I think it's wonderful. I don't know any other way to describe this weird fragrance. It does not smell like a lager to me whatsoever.
Okay.
But you were right, though, that metallic notes plus your citrus notes and your fruit forward notes kind of all blend together. And what I'm picking up is hopefully what they were putting down.
Plus soapy.
And soapy. Yeah, you're right. I think I'm overwhelmed by how crisp and fresh it smells and how close it's to coastal waters.
Right.
So there it is. All right, guys, let's hit it with the taste. Vagina. For once in my life, Frank, I've got this lemon lime, like flat 7-Up, pineapple squirted over, grapefruit finishing, mad citrus. I'm tasting earth, like in strawberry seeds, you know, that seed flavor, meshed in with a lager, Budweiser. Like if Budweiser were to put real fruit flavors and real authentic ale flavors involved, that's where it's at. Also, it's bitter. If this is a lager, paint me red and call me Susie.
I get some of what you are putting out there. It's definitely citrusy, but to me, it's lager all the way. I do get a bitterness from it.
But why would it still be lagerish when it has all these weird profiles? It's weird.
Well, I don't know if I'm getting all that much weird out of it.
But are you getting something out of it? Is it a normal tasting lager to you?
No, I think what fit the most was the lemon lime.
Right.
Like flat lemon lime soda.
Yeah.
That I'm getting. I'm not necessarily getting real earthiness to it.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying.
Let's get on with the grade, guys.
Yeah.
Frank-a-doody do. What's your grade?
I'm gonna give it a 4. It's above average. I know the skill it takes to make a lager. This is a good lager.
Very good.
It's something that as a brewer that I would aspire to try to emulate to get to that kind of level. So that's why I'm going 4.
All right. So for me, I'm sorry about that. I get a little excited. What I'm gonna do is I'm going to vote this. Can I give it a 4.1?
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Goddamn right I will. Listen. 4.1 makes things really more argumentable. Like, why would I give it to 0.1? Everything we said in the show, I'm going to agree with. No, really, I don't really have anything else to add in, but I will add this in. The profile. Inspired by the Pacific Northwest, this unexpected dry hop lager, so that explains a lot, gets its light citrusy twist from Tetnang Mandria hops. So that's probably where we're getting that citrus.
Right.
So we were not off in that, and I find it very unique. So for 4.1, it's a very unique thing. And you, hey, Frank, I'd fuck with this lager every day.
Sure.
So that's what it is, guys. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the end of our roller coaster. I would like to say, first off, Frank, I want to thank you for this whole entire adventure I've had with you, man.
Sure.
We went from me as a broadcaster on Periscope to you as a viewer. Then we went to being, hey, come on over. Then I went to your house. We started brewing. Then from there, you became my co-host. Mm-hmm. From there, we're fucking crushing on this podcasting. It's a beautiful thing. So social media does work if you find the right people. Yes?
Sure. Yep.
Beautiful. And the cool part is that from the greatest beer down to the shithole, I'm going to say it, it's a shithole, based upon all these great beers that we did. And I think you did a great job. You went to something phenomenal, and believe it or not, kind of downgraded each one, even though one of them we didn't really look at could have been the first one, but we always base upon how we feel about it.
Right.
And then right now we go from exquisite to like five-star restaurant all the way down to McDonald's on like Pecos and Cary.
Right.
Like way over, oh, Donna Street and Cary, like really hood. Like, you know, if you order that McNugget set, you may not make it home. So Frank, what do we got on that last, on the poor side of town?
From Cerveceria Modelo out of Nava, Mexico. This is Negra Modelo.
Okay, so we're talking black Modelo. So basically a black lager.
Yes.
Okay.
It's 5.4% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, just type in Modelo. You can get all sorts of information about Modelo.
If y'all don't know about Modelo, then you are under a rock. All right, Frank, go ahead and pop it open, because I know this is your favorite brand. Mainstream.
I've had this before. I've enjoyed it.
Okay.
Now, I've enjoyed it more than it's. Let's get a nice big glass for you. I've enjoyed it more than its cousin.
What's its Modelo. Cousin? I really am very upset with you that you poured me that much Modelo.
Yeah.
Did I do something wrong to you?
You like this.
No.
You're going to like this.
Okay, I'm going to like this.
I think so.
Okay, out of all mainstream, I'm going to like this.
Maybe.
Okay, dollar bet?
And then again, if you don't, it'll be funny.
Wait. Dollar bet.
No.
No. Dollar bet. Listen.
No.
Dollar bet, if I like this,
yes.
And you know me, I'm not, hold on, you know me, I would never lie. I'm not like that. So if I enjoy this, I owe you a dollar.
No.
Well, you hear that bell. You know what that means.
Sorry, it's time for me to go to bed, according to my iPhone.
Oh, well, then good night, sir.
Sorry. Okay, see you, everybody. Well,
bye, everybody. We want to thank you guys for watching the show. We'll check you guys later. Thank you and good night. Ladies and gentlemen, we do apologize for that short little break, but Frank literally had to go to bed. That's that old man syndrome. And his alarm, took his pills, went to bed, and we're back here early in the morning. So, Frank, welcome back.
Boy.
Beautiful, beautiful. Sean, thank you for coming here so early in the morning. We really do appreciate that. Frank's health is number one on the show. So we really do thank you for considering coming back and engineering again. All right, Frank. Beautiful, beautiful. It's okay, brother.
Sorry,
it's okay. So if you remember, Modelo Negra, or Negro Modelo, which is black lager. All right, so are you ready, brother?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Cheers to the smell. Oh, wait, do you remember the bet? I'm a man of my word. If I like it, at least if it's decent, then I owe you a dollar. If I'm enjoying this, you said I might enjoy this, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if I don't, you owe me the dollar. Deal?
Sure.
All right, here we go, because then your alarm fucking kicked in. Convenience. Okay, so far, I'm losing, because the smell is malty, sweet, non-gross. Mm-hmm. It doesn't smell mainstream. It's nothing I can place as far as familiar fragrance, and it's a lot of malt, man. A lot of like burnt toffee, burnt caramel, just singed darkness of sweets. And so far, you're right, which I hate every fucking time.
Right, I got nothing else to add.
So we're gonna taste this.
Yeah,
if you guys could see the smile on this asshole's
face. I'm excited.
Why here not? We go. Looks like I owe you a dollar, brother.
It's not that
bad. It is not that bad.
When you stack it up against its cousin,
right?
This is much better.
A lot more sweet. Toasted notes. Almost like toasted almonds. Toffee covered almonds.
Okay.
Tossed with a little bit of, I hate you, Frank. We're going to toss that in there because that gives it a full body salad. No, you're right. It's actually why didn't we do this when we were doing charity runs? Like, why? Where has this been? Like, I overlook it. And you know what? That's a good thing, guys. I'm glad you're here. I actually will pay him his dollar. I just don't know if it's going to be today on this episode. That's that thing. Again, we always talk about how interesting it is working, doing these beer reviews, right? Because some of the things that we would pass up in a bar, you'd be surprised if you didn't pass it up. This particular beer is actually surprisingly decent.
It's not bad.
No, not bad.
It's not
bad.
Great, but it's not bad.
No, it's almost like your kid you don't like, like one of your children you don't like, but you know that they're trying, so you love them tryingly equally. So if you kind of love them, then it doesn't hurt as bad as like, well, if this one got in an accident and died off, you know, the family will be okay. Yeah. You know, it's not nothing to cry over every anniversary. So this is a lot nicer than the regular one that I threw up on live on Periscope. That was bad. But you're right. I owe you a dollar, man. This has some really great toasted notes. This is, if I had to go out to someone's quinceañera, they better have this.
Yeah, if I was in a Mexican bar restaurant.
Taco Bell.
No, not Taco Bell.
Del Taco?
No, nothing fast foodish. More like
Domino's.
Maria's.
Oh yeah, Maria's. What's Maria's?
I don't know.
Cool.
If they had this on tap,
Boo Boo's food truck,
I would get this as opposed to other Vienna lagers made in Mexico.
This doesn't even taste like a Vienna. It's almost like an amber.
See, I
it tastes like an amber to me.
To me, I get all the Vienna lager flavor, but attached with what you were saying, has a toffee-ish quality to it. It's darker. It's a little smoky.
It's just a little bit like who's rolled up in the parking lot.
Yeah.
All right, Frank. I owe you a dollar.
It's kind of like Modelo's sexy cousin.
Oh, yeah. Named Bleh Bleh.
Bleh Bleh.
Bleh Bleh. All right, guys, we're going to grade this. Frank, I owe you a dollar, you son of a bitch. All right, Frank, what you got?
I'm going to go 375.
Okay.
Just slightly above average. I'm taking it for where it is in Grupo Modelo's progression.
Right.
So, I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You and I do not like
Vienna lagers. Well, we don't like Vienna lagers, period.
Yeah.
Especially
Modelo.
Modelo and Corona. Those are the two monsters, but you're right.
But this one is, it's really not bad.
If we had to drink it, no complaints.
You could enjoy it. Absolutely.
Right. You know, growing up, Frank, in the north side of Las Vegas, Pecos and Carey, this was out there.
Oh, sure.
And I used to, why y'all drinking that shit? Because I was a Budweiser person, and then Newcastle came along and Guinness, and I elevate myself. And I actually watched, and true story, I was in a bar. These two men literally got in a fist fight over Modelo and Negro Modelo. Mm. And, I mean, the guy with the Negro Modelo lost, but I understood the argument, like, which one was better? Of course, they were drunk.
Right.
But one was like, nah, you're drinking bullshit. Now I can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Negro Modelo is superior in flavor than regular Modelo for this particular review. So I'm just going to hit it with a 3.5. It is what it is.
Okay.
So, Frank, I want to thank you for putting this beer at the end.
Yeah.
At the same time, thank you for helping me lose my dollar. I don't know why we just didn't do this one first and, you know, whatever. But opportunity was awesome, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to move on to Two Fill Road. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Two for the Road. Frank, this was one hell of a ride.
Yeah.
I lost a dollar. Tried something I normally would never have tried. We tried some phenomenal things that we could never get in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
One hell of a show, bud. You want to start Two for the Road, or shall I?
Go right ahead.
All right. So, Frank.
Yeah.
Excluding the Modelo, which one was your worst flavor profile?
Probably my least favorite was the Deschutes.
Really?
Pacific Wonderland Lager.
How come? Are you Pacific Wonderland intolerant?
No, I'm not a lager fan. As much as I respect it, because I really, truly respect a brewer that makes a decent lager, and it was a decent lager. I'm just not a fan of lager.
Fair enough. Okay. What you got for me, my guess?
Which, between Interstellar and Mars...
Ooh, you ass. Okay, what you got for me?
Which one would you want to take a bath in?
I like that. All right, I'm going to have to do it in the Mars because it has barley wine tendencies. And for something to have such a boozy hit, I mean, my body can feel it, baby. And I think it's just a great thing, and that's why. So, yeah, it's cool. It's out of this world. I like it. They're both phenomenal, but I hated that you pitted me. Okay.
All right.
So, between the Mars, Piff and Pill, and the Modelo. These are the three. Out of all these particular beers, if you could go back in time, which one would you hand to yourself at the moment you were deciding the drink? So if that was like a young age, a teenager age, you know, that moment that you were like, I'm drinking this beer, right, underage, what age would that be, and which beer would you hand yourself?
That's actually a really good question. The first time I really like drank beer, like playing quarters, getting drunk, I was in seventh grade.
Okay.
And I think Mars, no. I think
no.
Mars just, I think honestly, it would have turned me off.
Okay, you think it would, okay, so I got you, okay. You was a pussy back then, okay, got it.
Probably the Pith and the Peel.
Okay.
I'm discounting the Negro Modelo just because I think it tastes more like stuff that I actually had back then.
Okay.
So for just something interesting, I'd go with the Pith and the Peel.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. Okay, cool, I like that. Here you go, seventh grader.
Yeah.
The Pith and Peel. All right, so what you got for me, Frank?
What did you like about Deschutes Pacific Wonderland Lager? Because you seem to really enjoy that.
That oceanic fragrance and flavor. I'm telling you, something tropical about it. It was just giving me these weird tropical notes, and I've never been stumped with something in my life as far as, it's a lager, which is at the bottom of the barrel for me, but it had these wonderful arrays of tropical notes. It smelled like I was at the ocean.
Right? Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you're at. If the ocean is there at the coastal line, this is a great fragrance. And then when you taste it, it had some tropical notes, and it was deceitful. I enjoyed it.
Mm, okay.
So, all right, fair enough. It was cool. Good question. All right, so Frank, out of all five beers, okay, it's time to have the talk with your daughter, okay? Because I know you got a little girl. It's time to talk to her, okay? As an adult, she's an adult now. She's married, but she knows like you're laid back, right? Everyone knows you're laid back. She's gonna ask you a question about how to treat a man, and she knows that you're all about beer and all these good vibes. What would you say for her to break the ice with the man? And they're of age. Which beer would you tell her to give to that special man, and what dinner?
And what dinner?
Yes.
Oh, let's see.
Because you always hit me with food shit all the time.
I would go with the Interstellar. And I would probably... Well, hold on one sec.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Bear with me one moment.
Oh, you're going to put it in your mouth?
Well, I got to get another little taste.
Oh, put it in your mouth. Yeah, put it in your mouth. Just, there you go, yeah.
Okay, I would pair the Interstellar with some fried stuff, maybe fish and chips.
Hey, okay, fish and chips.
That's pretty fucking easy.
Yeah, that's easy.
But yeah, I mean, it takes skill to make a decent fish and chips.
Yes, it does.
And if you're looking to impress a man, I'm not happy about talking about this with my daughter.
But this could have went a different way, but
yeah,
we're just saying, you know, she's like, Dad, you know, I really like him. I know he drinks beer, but I want to cook for him. What would be a good beer? And I just need to pair it right, Dad. I know you know, because if I call Key, he going to say some off-the-wall shit,
right,
and I'll talk to him about other things later. So, you know.
Fish and chips with Greenpoint Interstellar.
Fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you guys for this wonderful ride, this shit show. So real quick, if you guys don't know, at the beginning of the show, we told you how to get a hold of us. But if you want to get a hold of us as a whole, check out obsbeers.com. We are also on Snapchat, Twitter. We're on Skype. We're on Periscope, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. We're on everything. Untapped. We're on chilloverradio.net. All you got to do is search OBS Beers. Matter of fact, they can just easily ask Siri, and they can also Google search OBS Beers, and they will find us on everything.
Yeah.
We're fucking putting a dent on that fucking interweb. Thank you guys for watching. And again, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Get there.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.